jasmine, oolong, green, and white. Long ago, these four teas were skillfully brewed at the Blissful Brew. Then, everything changed when the shop's popularity threatened its existence. All Mr. Ocaron, the shop's owner and tea master, could do was to recruit four teenage orphans to learn his trade and staff his shop. A year has passed since the orphans were hired, and although their skills have progressed, they still have a lot to learn before they can brew anything. But I believe that they have the potential to make the Blissful Brew the greatest tea shop in the world.
Last time on Benders and Brews, an Avatar Legends podcast.
Madam Yang!
And before you stands, sure enough, the aforementioned Madam Yang inside of this chamber where all these fancy Air Nation relics and so on and so forth, this sort of inner sanctum. She's holding what seems to be a case. Now, this is obviously the next clue that Mr. Ocaron had left behind here. In addition to that, in her hand, she holds what looks like a small clay turtle.
What's she doing here?
I don't know who you are, but the relic in your hand is very old and very important.
You're ready to go. Well.
It seems you have no wish to hear the tales of how I followed and stalked your every move. Maybe you can stop by my up-and-coming hot leaf juice gouling shop once we're open, and I'll dish all the details.
She's using seize a position, and she bolts for the opening, grabs one of the ropes, and hops out the door.
I am gonna use one of the empty pedestals. I'm just gonna shove it towards somebody or something.
So you grab one of these pedestals that's sitting in the room, and you just hurl it at one of the hot leaf juice employees. It slams into this employee, and they are now impaired.
I'm going to lift up a small segment of dirt at his feet and push his ankle out so he's like trips him up.
I will be seizing a position. A ring-a-ding-ding, the old rock elevator. And I'm going down about 100 feet and meet Madam Yang where she's at. I'm gonna pop out.
So you start shooting down, you ready yourself to pop out and hopefully stop Madam Yang. Welcome everybody to another episode of Benders and Brews Season 3, specifically Episode 6. I'm Skylar, I'm your host. Oh man, I'm starting to wonder if I did a GM fact last time. Remember I did
you
one
did.
On one of the episodes, but I don't know if I did it on both.
We'll survive.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Nobody cares about you, so.
Yeah, you know, I kind of just throw something in just for the...
Kidding!
For the my own laughs, just to make me feel a little bit better about... No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, awesome. Okay, well, whatever the case, you just heard the recap, and I'm going to just jump right in, because I know you guys are on the edge of your seats about what the heck is about to happen to Brock Lee as he comes flying out of a mountain towards...
He's obviously going to be the winner.
The what-er?
Winner.
The winner?
Winner, winner.
This game has a winner?
Chicken dinner.
Well, whatever the case, we'll jump into character facts, and I'll start on my right with Dave, who very confidently earlier said he had a character fact ready.
Yeah, Gohan is a big fan of Garbage Day. And by that, I mean he goes around on Garbage Day, well, more like early in the morning, before the garbage is taken out, and he goes dumpster diving.
Hey.
And makes a garbage day meal out of the food he finds.
Oh no.
That's raunchy.
Oh no. That went in a direction I was not expecting. But it did inspire what my DM fact is gonna be, so thank you, Dave.
Oh, you're welcome.
Awesome. All right. Well, does he leave ratings for people's garbage too?
Nah, probably not.
He just knows
just
he should go back to those people.
Right. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. Guo mentally keeps track of like, hey, those guys regularly.
They give out the king size candy bars.
they throw out the king size candy bars. Awesome. All right. Fantastic. Jumping over to Michaela. Jumping over to Michaela.
Play Mika.
Yeah.
She's not that happy of a person. But anyway, Mika's fun fact is she has no more fun facts.
She's completely.
Do you
want to
name your fox
at
dog?
Episode 6
she
of season 3?
He has a name.
What's the name?
Poe.
Oh, that's the name?
Yeah, we've said this like 10 times.
I don't.
Throughout the show.
Have we?
Yes, we have.
One of my favorite podcast, like actual play podcast, Dungeons and Daddies, one of the things that they did was one of the guys, because they also do like a fun fact about the character at the beginning of the episode, and one of the guys was so out of fun facts for his character that he just started going through the senses. So he's like, my character's favorite smell is, and my character's favorite thing to touch is, and like so on and so forth. You could totally steal that idea. What's Mika's favorite?
But like, where's the creativity in that?
Oh,
there's
fair
a
enough.
Lot of creativity in that.
Let's see.
What's her favorite smell?
What if she can't smell?
Whoa! Hold on.
I feel like that would have come up by now. She works.
I don't know. I mean, has anything come up? Oh yeah, she probably would have.
Well, she's just a dishwasher, though.
What's that smell?
That
is it
dirty?
Is it Guo's garbage day jambalaya?
Or is it fresh baked muffins? I don't know.
Mika's favorite smell would probably have something to do with something outdoors. Actually, we can get real sad, and it can be her mom made a very yummy dessert like forever ago, obviously. And she's just really sad about it because she hasn't had that experience of that smell.
Right.
You know, if she gets that smell, it would very much...
It would change everything.
You know, just put her back in a happier time.
Oh. It wouldn't get her all emotional? Well, I guess it would be a positive emotion, but I digress.
I mean, probably, but...
Mm. All right.
Who's
it's
to
okay.
say?
Karen gave us a really dark one about Bill last time, so it's totally fair that you give us kind of a...
I feel like most of mine end up being dark. You know, she watches fish in the stream and make up stories about them because she's a lonely child.
Mika's her own person, that's for sure. Awesome. All right, Connor.
I am Brock Lee, and Brock just learned Mika's fox dog has a name. This whole time, he just... You know, the fox dog just kind of spawns out of nowhere, and he was like, wow, I wonder what its name is. And now he knows his name.
It's Poe.
It's Poe, apparently. Allegedly.
I mean, I don't disagree with this. Sometimes he just kind of pops out of nowhere, and then sometimes it's like, man, where was he in this, like, you guys were captured by pirates. Did they just were like, oh, yeah.
Grab the
fox dog. He's with them.
I mean, I can buy Dilbert just.
I told you half the time he hides in my skirt.
Yeah, that's true. You did establish that.
So where's Dilbert? Where's
He's a very scared dog.
He like blows like he's in my skirt.
I like to think Whoa wears.
Did he have a backpack?
Yeah, he's usually in my satchel.
Yeah.
See, yeah. We haven't seen him in a long time. I don't think he's even with us anymore.
But oh, yeah. No, he was definitely.
Dark.
Somebody
Pretty
mentioned
sure
him a couple
I referenced
episodes ago.
Referenced him like two
yeah.
episodes ago.
Because you were, it was when you were juggling, and or yeah. Guo was juggling, and then you guys were collecting money. And
that's
then,
how he was successful, because Dilbert was helping him.
Well, I wasn't
going to
go that far,
but
Dilbert was helping to collect the money from the guards.
Anyway, what's is that really your fun fact?
Bill loves Dilbert more than the fox.
You had to have a more of a fun fact than that.
Better than I have no fun facts.
What's your favorite?
This is a very
sense
sad
of
episode.
Smell.
My favorite smell.
This
Brock's
favorite.
Smell.
There we go.
Yeah.
Rocks.
Brock's favorite smell. Although he
what
doesn't
kind of
drink it.
Oh.
He's a fan of the smell of brewing tea. Aww. That's his favorite smell. Even though he's in the
Wait,
back
does Brock
of the
also not drink
Yeah, I was going to say, hold on. Brock doesn't drink tea?
I don't remember.
Well, then Bill's whole thing was that he didn't like tea.
I think he does drink tea.
Brock drinks, yeah.
I think okay. he drinks, like, citrusy tea.
Yeah.
Like,
he's
like,
the smell of the tea, though, is far better than the taste of the tea.
Is there a certain tea
sure.
you like the
that,
smell
that
of?
In Brock's
true.
Opinion. That's
right,
what
right.
I'm picking up.
Not necessarily. Gotcha. Just the smell of... Well, I guess citrusy. It's just boiling water, because then you put the tea in.
Oh, he loves
that's
the
water.
Smell of boiling
he just
water.
Likes the smell of steam.
The smell of hot water. That's oh, that's the
Ooh,
good stuff.
He's yeah. a dishwasher.
That's why he's a dishwasher.
He's just getting high back there.
He's like,
oh,
this is the good stuff. Mr. Okron, keep it coming.
Yeah, just hot water.
water. That's
hot water. Man. All right.
that tracks.
Yeah. No, that fits. All right. Finally, last but not least, we got Cameron.
Hello.
Cameron, who are you?
Bill Dorr.
Bill Dorr, what's also your known as interesting character
also
fact?
Known as...
I forgot his real name.
Ash.
Ketchum. Got it.
Not again. Ash. I never said his last name, but...
No?
I figured one of them would have asked. Nope, they haven't, so that's the end of
no,
that.
No, we asked, but you never told
as
us.
As Brock just... comes flying out of the mountain, yeah, falling towards Madame Yang, he shouts out, "Hey, Bill, what's your real last name?"
That would make sense. Bill flat out told him not to ask him when
that's
people
right
are around.
Well, whatever the case, what is Bill's interesting fact?
This is what he does every time. He always says,
And then Skylar has to go in and cut things.
Then I think of something immediately on the spot, and I go, "Yeah, that's the good stuff."
Which so what is
basically
it
how I DM the entire time.
Yeah,
that
yep
tracks. Okay, but anyway.
So give us a good
Well, I was thinking through senses as well, but I was thinking of different ones, and I was
what's
thinking
his favorite
of like,
sound?
What's favorite.
His favorite psychic sensation.
Favorite
I feel like I've already said this. I feel like I already have said what his favorite sound is in the past episode, because I'm pretty sure I said it was his mom playing the harp was his favorite sound.
Yeah.
But I think I was gonna do touch, and his favorite touch is that
his
feeling
staff
of his feet
ew
on cold marble floors.
Mm, chilly
in the morning.
That'll wake you up, that's for sure.
Why did we have to go? Anyway, moving on.
All right.
Theme song.
Interesting fact about Skylar that thankfully was reminded of me by Dave and Gohan's interesting fact. Dave and I actually a few times went dumpster diving. It was quite the escapade. We went out in the black of night, and we went to one of the nearby colleges where students were getting moved out, so they threw out a bunch of furniture and stuff, which we then took for ourselves. Because it was in the dumpster, so it's free game. And the dumpsters were open, so we didn't really put ourselves in any kind of danger in order to get it, just to clarify that for anybody that's going to yell at us online later.
You know, if you have nothing nice to say, maybe just don't say it.
That's right. And also, if you need to move a futon down the street, a great way to do it is on a longboard. And with that, we'll jump into episode 6.
Out of the
mountain, Brock Lee comes flying out, grabbing some rocks as he goes. Brock, I think I was going to have you in the midst of a combat exchange. So I'm going to have to assume that you're going to be doing...
Advance and attack. No, I think I'm going to seize a position.
I'm going to smash.
Well, Madame Yang is definitely seizing a position as she uses her rocket power fire bending to lower herself and then hop into the cart, and you hear her scream, go.
Well,
and he just smashes.
So Broccoli is, as he's tumbling, as he's not tumbling, as he's flying down the mountain, reaches behind him and earth bends a giant boulder and throws it at the carriage, the boulder itself being larger than the carriage. So if it were to make contact, would surely squish the entire contents of said carriage.
Oh, that's a big boulder. Okay.
Here's
my question before you roll, because there's a part of me that really hopes that you roll, actually a very large part of me that hopes that you roll really low as the sadistic DM here.
Yeah.
But here's my question to you. Of the advance and attack options, I feel like this situation that you're doing could technically apply to any three of them, depending on what your goal is. So I'm curious, which one will you or would you choose if you succeed? In case you don't succeed, and then everybody gets to know what you were going for, and then fail that. That's why I want to establish this.
I would have to say it, and with what he's trying to do, I would say strike. Strike a foe in reach, forcing them to mark 2 fatigue, mark a condition, or shift their bounce away from center. Their choice, mark 1 fatigue, to instead choose to hammer them with your blows, forcing them to mark 2 fatigue, or strike where they are weak, inflicting a condition.
Gotcha.
But I'm guessing if the condition is not squished, then
well,
it might not apply.
I'm sorry to say, I don't see the squished condition as an option.
Well, we're about to make one.
But
that's only if I roll well, though.
Yes.
I will say my balance adds 3 because this definitely applies to force, I would imagine.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I need to roll.
So you're using your balance to roll for this.
Well, it's either balance or passion.
Right.
Well, it's a +2 or a +3.
Okay. Well, you decide, because to roll with your balance, you're going to take a fatigue for doing that.
I want to see what happens. I'll take a fatigue.
All right. He's going to max this out.
I'm going to take a fatigue and hurl this giant boulder down at the carriage that Madame Yang.
Roll a two.
Oh, 13.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, then with that in mind, you get to take 2 basic techniques.
Say what? All right. So, I mean, obviously strike.
Okay. So I imagine that you've got a giant boulder, and then you also were able to grab a smaller boulder. So the smaller boulder is the strike, and then I imagine the bigger boulder could, in theory, I mean, unless you want to strike twice, but the bigger boulder could, in theory, apply to one of the other 2 options.
I can afford to do smash, mark another fatigue to destroy or destabilize something in the environment, possibly inflicting or overcoming a fictionally appropriate positive or negative status.
Right. And then are you, for your, starting with the strike, are you taking the fatigue to inflict extra?
I can't afford to take another fatigue.
Cannot afford it. Okay, so she's either going to take 2 fatigue, or she's going to mark a condition.
So if I strike twice, wouldn't that mean she takes 4 fatigue?
Or 2 conditions.
Or 2 conditions.
True.
Yeah. So I'll say strike, and then I'll use 1 extra fatigue for smash to destroy the carriage.
Ooh, yeah, that's probably a solid bet. And it definitely puts Skylar. Well, you're doing a fictionally. Oh, shoot. Yeah, I suppose you're right. Which I'm guessing would be trapped. Gosh, and I, as the GM, can really not argue with that, because fictionally speaking, it really does make a lot of sense that you just hurled a giant boulder down and it busted the cart.
Let's go!
Oh, as much as I hate to admit it.
You should have thought about this when you were writing the story with that guy.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, I just didn't think of the whole idea of, you know, dropping through stone at 100 feet per, like, 6 seconds.
At terminal velocity.
Yeah. Whoosh. All right. You leap from this mountain, as where we left you off in previous episode, grabbing 2 hunks of rock with your earthbending as you go. Madame Yang lowering herself to the ground with her sort of her jet streams, hopping into the cart, screaming at the driver to drive away, looks up and sees as 2 giant boulder chunks come flying down, smashing into the cart, crushing the very wood around her. Not far behind you, Guru Topeak is flying down as well on his way to try to retrieve the thing she had stolen from his temple.
That hopefully you didn't just smash.
Yeah, that hopefully you didn't just crush. whatever the case, we jump into the next combat exchange round, whatever you want to call it. Pick your approach.
I'll advance and attack.
He's going to advance and attack. She is also going to advance and attack. Now, so you get to go first.
Now, being trapped, did you mark the 3 conditions or fatigue?
Ah, yes, you're right. She does have to do
that. So she either has to take 5 fatigue, a combination of 5 fatigue and, or...
No, 3 fatigue or 3 conditions.
Well, oh yeah, 3, wait. Wouldn't it be? No, it would be 5, right? Because strike.
Well, in total.
Oh, yeah. So, because strike makes a mark 2, and then trap makes a mark 3 additional.
Or there's also the option to take the balance, conditions.
Or the conditions. Yeah, yeah. So 3 fatigue or conditions.
Okay.
So I shall advance, and also attack. Where's everybody else? I'm killing it out here.
Well, they're all inside the mountains.
Too. Oh yeah, you're right.
We're all, like, you know, attacking the people you left behind.
Well, you know, I went after the.
All right. So what are you? Okay. So you're doing advance and attack. Roll with passion.
No, I guess I won't do it. I rolled a 5.
A 5? Oof, yeah, that's not quite enough. As you essentially hit the ground in kind of a classic, sort of like Avengers-style three-point landing, you stand up and you... what were you attempting to do? Because you were probably going to strike again?
Well, no, I was actually planning on pressure to intimidate a foe.
Oh, okay, all right.
However, I cannot do that. I can like roast her and she's...
I was going to say, I think you attempt to roast her. You say something and it just really doesn't land.
What if I'm like, give me back what you stole, but like my voice cracks and...
Give me back what you stole!
And give she me goes, back what you stole!
Oh, the child. I always knew you were starting to show.
She approaches.
I hate her.
And she starts... She starts throwing a series of sort of flame hand, flame paw, whatever you want to call it. They have hands. It's not paws, but I digress. Flame hand.
That's a technique.
Yeah.
Flame
paw. And she does strike. Now, given her sort of status, like the capability
what
of
color
this villain,
are the flames?
She is a major NPC. They are regular flame. She's not. Dang.
She's not Azula.
She's not Azula with the blue flame. She's not that expertise. She's focused too much on her T to spend excess amount of time.
That's such a sick fight. Anyways.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, so you have 3 sets of strike coming your way.
3 sets. Well, that's not very nice.
Yeah.
So is that like 6 fatigue?
It'd be 6 fatigue or 3 conditions, whatever the case. She's a very strong NPC. I mean, she's an adult, and she's obviously been taught to fight, even though she doesn't necessarily seem like somebody that has to use it often.
Okay, so I'm going to mark 2 fatigue.
Okay.
And 1 condition.
Yes.
Well, I'm already angry. Or does those don't reset? Because it's the same.
Right, it'd be the same, yeah, situation.
I will be angry and insecure.
Okay.
Insecure about my voice crack.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
That's fair.
You're too old for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
We're never too old for a voice crack.
Happens to the best of us. All right, fantastic. All right, going into the next exchange. You also notice that her assistant who was driving the cart, they got nailed in the whole crash. They look pretty weak, but they're picking themselves out of the rubble and heading over to you to defend their proverbial boss.
So not only am I fighting Madam Yang now, her henchmen are now peeling themselves off the ground.
Just one. There was just one that was driving the cart. Yeah.
One. Okay.
Which approach are you taking?
Well, so what's the status of the cart right now? Like, they can't get away.
Yeah, it's pretty biffed up.
So right now, it's Madam Yang, yes, and another dude. I'll try evade and observe.
Okay.
This could be... Is that roll with foe?
It's with either creativity or harmony.
Okay. 11.
All right. So that's a success. So you can take 2 basic moves or 1 master technique with that. And then also you clear a fatigue.
Oh, happy day.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will bolster or hinder... I'm going to impede a nearby character, that character being, which one is strong? I would imagine Madam Yang is stronger.
Probably,
so
yeah.
I will just kind of like scoop up some sand and throw it in her face.
Okay.
To kind of throw her off her game.
Okay. So she's going to be, let's say that's probably stunned.
Would she be stunned and trapped?
Well, she cleared trapped.
Oh, well, that's not very...
Previously, by taking the necessary exhaustion and or conditions in order to essentially get herself out.
That
but
is...
But now she's stunned.
Is not very cash.
She can't act or respond for a few seconds.
Okay. And then, well, bolster or hinder the other guy.
Okay, what are you doing to them?
I'll throw sand in his face.
You're just like whipping up sand, throwing it in every which way direction.
Yep,
all right,
just
sounds
scoop
good.
Up 2 handfuls of sand and just...
Yeah, so both of them are stunned. They're both, oh gosh, my eyes, you know, trying to get the sand out of their eyes. She is also taking evade and observe as well, and she is going to test balance. So she's going to mark 1 fatigue to challenge an engaged foe's balance. She asks what your principle is, and you must answer honestly. She shouts out to you. She says,
why do you continue to stand in my way when you're so obviously outmatched?
and I answer honestly as to why I'm hindering her?
Yeah, so what is your balance currently?
It is currently force plus three.
Force plus three.
I was like, well, I don't know. I just live for the chaos. I don't know.
Emerald?
The chaos. I don't know.
Check out the Knuckles movie coming soon.
Because it's fun.
Okay.
I don't know.
And she says,
you enjoy the thrill of the fight, do you? Well then, let's escalate the stakes.
And she reaches into, she's rubbing the dust out of her eye, and she reaches into her pocket. She pulls out the
turtle. Ribeye.
A ribeye. She pulls out the turtle amulet. And immediately, Guru...
Why was Mr. Topeak so slow?
Yeah, where's Topeak?
He's been standing there. Well, that's the thing.
He's
was concerned.
He's not doing anything.
He immediately just gets real nervous right now. Well, you just threw two rocks at the person that had the thing that he was trying to get, and I think he was just kind of panicking.
No, watching how Topeak is handling the situation, it makes sense how all those air nomads got taken out.
He's no Gatso, man.
Yeah, and so he's just standing there in awe, and he kind of looks at you and he looks at her and he's like,
please, whatever you do, do not let her destroy that relic.
And he looks over at you and he's like,
you have no idea the value it holds.
It's a chaos emerald.
So is this like another move or is this
Okay. Also on a side note, well, I would say that the person is that her assistant is also blinded. They kind of just use their turn to rub their eyes and try to get it out, which is part of stun. You know, they're taking a moment to steady themselves. But she, because she gets multiple moves, she's going to bolster him. She's going to shout out,
don't just stand there, you fool. Fix the cart.
Ain't no way that man's fixing a smashed cart.
I would say that he is, let's say, empowered and rushes over to go start fixing the cart instead of fighting you.
Mm.
And you see, again, another earthbender. This is just full earthbender mission, apparently. And you can see that he's sort of putting stone onto the cart in such a way to kind of repair some of, like, the key things, like broken wheels and things like that. All right, so then we go into the next combat exchange.
Just rolled. Was a 10.
10. Well,
it was going to be another evade and observe.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I guess it's a 12.
Okay.
I'm going to bolster and hinder, double down again. Do I clear another fatigue?
Yeah.
Oh!
Ho-ho.
He's getting stronger. So throwing sand in Madame Yang's face again.
Okay.
And then I'm going to yell out to Peak.
Yep.
Be like, if you love this amulet so much, come and fight for it.
Are you testing his balance?
You calling him out?
Sure.
Hold on. If you're going to call him out, that's a whole thing, too.
That's a whole thing. Like, this guy's done nothing. He's just standing on a perch. Get him up in the fray. He's this all-powerful monk.
That kind of sounds like he's calling someone out. When it you does. Openly call on someone to live up to their principle.
Yeah.
If you don't know what his principle is, though.
Yeah, what is your... Who do you play
Hold on. Are you calling someone out? Because when you openly call someone out to live up to their principle, you shift your balance away from center.
So I die. Oh, I wouldn't die.
You'd go off the edge, which isn't dying, but something happens.
So what are alternatives to call someone out? Man, it's...
Well, you can test his balance. It's kind of the same thing, but in a combat exchange.
Yeah, I'll do that. Sure. I'll test his balance. Be like, hey, if you love this amulet, why not come and fight for it?
All right, so you're basically trying to get an idea of what his principle is. His principle is, let's say, tradition. And so he definitely sees what you're saying. You're like, all right, if you want this amulet so bad, then take it, then get it. And so he kind of like, he puts his hands together, he centers himself or whatever, and then he takes a stance, and he's basically readying himself to act.
That's more like it. Jeez, leave me to do all your dirty work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where is everybody?
They're all in the mountain. Oh, they were, yeah. This is happening while they're fighting.
Oh, okay.
The other Hot Leaf Juice employees.
I gotcha.
So, all right. Then we jump. Oh, and then Madame Yang. So she basically she loses one of her actions because she's stunned. She's got to sort of reset herself. But she's also, she should have done this before, I guess, technically. My bad. But she's going to strike. So she tosses the amulet up into the air and allowing it to start to fall, which at this point, you know, you've called out Guru Tapik. He sees it falling through the air. He's readying himself to sort of like airbend, maybe pull it towards him, or at the very least just keep it from hitting the ground because it's just like a clay turtle necklace, right? Mm-hmm. And then she rushes forward and she starts to strike you again with her attacks. So you're taking another strike, and she's going to mark the fatigue, force you to take 2 fatigue.
Uh-oh. Well, it's a good thing I rolled high last time.
So, riddle me this, Batman. How is Tapik doing with the amulet there?
Well, he will take a combat approach.
Okay.
Yes. So you pick what you're going to do, which of the three?
Defend and maneuver.
Okay. Guru Tapik is also taking defend and maneuver. Madame Yang is going to take advance and attack. So you tell me what you are doing. Or actually, you roll first, then you tell me. Yep. This is with focus.
Hey everyone, Skylar here. Are you a fan of Session Zero Heroes and the shows we produce, or the characters involved? Then you should check out our epic merch we have available online. From shirts to stickers and everything in between, we worked hard on creating a variety of designs and made sure to get your favorite characters on those products as well. Whether you're looking for Brock Lee on a hoodie to wear to the gym with you, or maybe Fizzlefinger's tote bag to stuff your ill-gotten gains in, we've got you covered. Just head over to our website at sessionzeroheroes.com and click on our merch tab to see all the amazing products and designs that you can get. Now back to the show.
Ten.
Ten. Okay, so you get two options.
Okay, first off.
Yes.
I'm going to retaliate.
Okay.
Steal yourself for their blows each time a foe inflicts fatigue, a condition, or shifts your balance in this exchange, inflict one fatigue on that foe.
Okay.
And then I'm going to seize a position, and I'm going to attempt, well, I guess I rolled a 10, so I guess it's successful. I'm going to attempt to grab the amulet if Tapik is not already on the way to do so, or if he is on the way to grab the amulet, I'm going to try an elevator myself up. Not 100% out of the exchange, but like high enough to where Yang can't quite reach, but I can at least still see her.
Okay.
Not quite in the fray.
You said you're readying yourself?
You're
retaliating, and then what was your second?
Seize a position.
Seize a position. Okay. All right. Guru Tapik, he is using, essentially seize a position. He's not really moving towards it, but he's using his airbending to bring the amulet down to him. And then we jump to Madame Yang. She is going to use sort of an interesting firebender take on Smash. She's going to mark one fatigue, and she is going to shoot flames upwards into the airstream that is now being created by Guru Tapik, who, as he's pulling this amulet towards him with the air, she's going to fling fire into that very air, causing it to sort of follow this flow down towards the amulet and also towards Guru Tapik himself. He is going to become doomed as this burst of flame starts moving towards him. She then turns to you, and she is going to use pressure. She looks at you and she says,
"Well, are you going to stand there and let this old man die? It wouldn't be the first time, am I right?"
I mean, I just met this guy.
And she's gonna take away your ability to advance and attack. next round. We go into the next combat approach.
So I can't advance an attack. Topeak is apparently doomed.
He's doomed.
He's doomed. Well, that's just not very nice. I'll just go ahead and say, I'll be the first to say it. Madam Yang doesn't seem very nice.
It's true.
I'll be the first to say it.
You'll be the first to say it. Nobody else has said it so far.
People don't realize.
You know, you would think, you would have thought that Mika would have said something along those lines, but she hasn't.
What? Said what?
That Madam Yang is not very nice.
She's not very nice. Did you know that?
No, I think Mika maybe thinks that deep down somewhere there's some niceness. I think that's what Mika's thoughts are.
That Madam Yang is nice?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Well, you weren't the first to say it, so.
Yeah, I'll be the first to say it.
So, all right. So you're upset about how nice she's not, but what are you going to do about the current situation?
I guess I'll have to defend and maneuver.
Okay, sounds good. Roll with focus.
Seven.
So you were able to take one of those options.
So if I seize position, right?
Yep.
Like, so I'm at my bird's eye view, right?
Okay.
Where is Topeak and where is...
So you're about 10 feet up in the air on this stone platform, as you said before. Guru Topeak, if you were at ground level, he'd be about like 5 feet, about like right behind you and maybe a little to your right. Whereas Madam Yang is like maybe 5 to 10 feet away from you. She seems to be starting to like turn her back, whatever. So that's kind of where you're at.
All right, well, I guess I gotta help this stupid old man.
Stupid old man.
This guy gets into the fray for 5 seconds and he's already about to die.
He's about to die.
You told him to.
He's supposedly this airbending master and he can't like...
No, he's airbending teachings master.
Bro was definitely the janitor.
He's a learned man, not a... Burned man.
About to be.
All right, I'm gonna seize a position.
Okay.
I'm gonna go over to Topeak. Can I like knock him out of the way of El Fuego?
Okay.
Him and myself out of the way of El Fuego and
yes.
Still get into a and kind of move him off to the side. Like I basically get to Topeak.
Yeah.
Move him out of the way. And we're like still where we can see Yang.
Yes.
So that is the plan.
Okay, got it. All right, so you do that. And as you sort of, you use the earth platform that you're on and you basically just tip it over. You like break it at the base so that it starts to fall so that you can lunge forth and push Guru Topeak out of the way. And both of you stand up. And as you do, you see Madam Yang. She chose seize a position. She's rushing towards her cart and she's hopping on. And then she's readying herself from the back of the cart as it starts to move.
This was smashed.
Well, the one guy was fixing it using his earth.
It's that plot armor we were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, it's plot armor.
We're not supposed to say it.
Yeah.
Well. We just let the audience think it.
He whispered it.
She is going to be essentially...
Prepared. Prepared, you say.
Be prepared. This lesson must be shared. This lesson must be shared to be prepared. And that is what Madam Yang is.
Is Topeak no longer doomed?
Correct. He is no longer doomed now that he has been pushed safely aside.
What a useless friggin' ally, man. He's gonna use a turn to save his skin.
Okay, so moving on to the next combat approach. What are you doing?
So, as it stands now, if I were to say advance an attack, hypothetically, of course,
okay.
If I were to advance an attack, would Topeak follow me? Because if he keeps to the code of air nomads, then he's probably not going to follow me because apparently they're like more pacifists. So like, would he follow me? Because do we have the amulet? Where
no,
is the amulet?
It was falling. It was mid-fall as he was like about to catch it. And the flames were coming towards him, and then you tackled him out of the way from getting it.
So
but here's what I'll say. It is sitting there on the ground.
But Yang is in her carriage.
Yes.
So she wouldn't... She probably wouldn't come back for it, I wouldn't imagine. Is she like... Is the cart leaving?
Yeah, it's like the dude went... Whoosh.
Gah...
You should have just, like, actually smashed it.
I thought I did! I rolled a 13!
It's not about the height of your rolls. It's just about the fiction of the situation.
It's the plot armor.
You can't.
I just did. This is my first playthrough. I'm allowed to say it as the resident
noob. He's stressing
noob.
Out. He's carrying this episode.
I am
carrying. Because we're all stuck upstairs.
Well, you could have all followed me.
He hasn't.
Y'all could have.
You gotta finish your scene. Let's finish
we
your scene.
And we cut to the other guys.
He's waiting till your scene's done. Just help
He's
the old man.
He's waiting for Madam Dean to escape because
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna evade and observe.
All right,
what?
You evade and observe.
Mika's gonna be so mad.
Eight.
Eight. All right. Well, actually, before you do that, because she's taking a defend a maneuver, she is going to. Sees a position.
Of course she is.
As she starts, the cart begins to move down the mountain path, and it begins to pick up speed as it kind of goes further down the mountain. Things get a little bit steeper, and she starts to disappear in the distance.
Wait, what about my evade and observe?
Well, that comes at the end.
Oh, that's stupid.
Well, what were you going to do? What were you going to do?
I was going to hinder and like make a speed buff or something. Then they gotta slow down. It's the law. You gotta slow down for the speed bump.
Yeah, it is the law.
Or like I'd make a stop sign up here next to the carriage.
She'd go, ah, drat,
every,
yeah, beat me.
Every 10 feet, there would be a stop sign.
She's
well,
an
this
evil
is
villain.
This
she
is why
stopping for nothing.
This is why the combat approaches have an order. Weakness. Because sometimes they use the move that gets them out of the situation, therefore you can't manipulate the situation as it is.
That's stupid. Well, I may as well hinder somebody, so I'm gonna just like I'm gonna throw sand in my own face.
Okay, no, you're just so upset.
I'll shift my balance. I'll commit. I will shift my balance to one away.
What is the other side of your balance?
Care.
Oh, this fits really well. So you have the opportunity to go running after Madam Yang, but you look and you see that the clay turtle amulet is broken.
He doesn't want to leave his friends behind. That's the real reason. Come on.
Okay, so there's a crack. There's a crack in the turtle amulet, and Guru Topeak is just sitting there and he's holding it in his hands. And tears are welling up in his eye. And you reach down and you use your earth bending to reseal that crack. He looks at you and he says,
thank you so much. You don't know what this means to me.
I want to say something so stupid right
now. You're moving towards care.
I know. I'm trying to be nice. But, you know, not going to lie. This guy was less than useless.
Aw, oh, dang, Brock. You let her get away?
Whoa, hold on.
Where were you this whole time?
I actually was going to cut to that. Do you go back up to the mountain cave once?
Yeah, I was going to don't mention it. And so, I'll Earth Vader us back up to the top.
Sounds good. You get to the top of the cave. You find your friends there. They've taken out all of the Hot Leaf Juice employees. One of them is still conscious. He's has his mask off, and he's... backed up against the wall, kind of in a crouched position. He's looking at all of you, and he's just like,
I don't know where I am. I don't know who... Why are you attacking me? Who are you people?
Bro, you expect us to have more patience than we actually have. I haven't got time for this.
Where did you come from?
Where were you guys?
Up here, fighting.
Kicking butt and taking names.
Yeah, I was right. Not taking names.
Well, name tags.
Oh.
I got a collection here.
And in your hand, you have about like 3 to 5 Hot Leaf Juice employee name tags.
Yeah.
Nice.
We beat these guys up. Did you get Madam Yang? That's why you chased after
Brock,
her, right?
Did you get Madam Yang?
I don't want to talk about it.
What do you mean?
She may or may not have gotten away, but...
May or may not have. Which one is it?
Don't worry about it. But the important thing is we got the turtle thing, which is apparently important.
Who cares about the turtle thing?
I honestly don't. Apparently it was important to this guy. So, like, I guess we can call it a win. But, like, honestly, this guy's kind of annoying.
Okay.
I'm going to slap him. Where's Madam Yang?
What?
Where's she going?
Madam Yang! Oh, yes!
She speak up.
She's the factory. The factory where she keeps us.
What?
The other children.
He's a child? I thought he was a child.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, jeez. I mean, they're like teens, you know? They're like teens. You guys are teens,
like my
too.
Age
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're kids. She's keeping them all there.
What are you talking about?
The factory where she makes her teas. The ones that she sends out to all the restaurants and the shops.
She keeps children there? She's a slave laborer?
Sure, maybe, yeah. I don't know. My parents died. They put me in an orphanage, and then next thing I know, they're shipping us over, and I'm working at the factory.
Can you take us there?
I really don't want to go back. I can tell you where it is.
But, you know the ins and outs of the factory. You know where we can get her.
We can give you a clipboard. You'll have extra power.
Hashtag sneak attack.
I just want to go.
How dare home. She?
You want to help us? Thanks,
I said
man.
I want to go home.
That's
you're
I don't want to go back.
You don't have a home.
any home is better than there.
I lost my patience today, okay? Let's just.
I lost my parents.
Same, so bro. Join the club, okay?
You haven't lost your parents. Actually, your parents are fine.
Oh, yeah, my
you
parents
just
are
realized
alive.
Your dad is alive. Really, the only, actual orphan here is Guo.
Wait, what about Ashbill, whatever it is?
Ashbill.
Do you say that to me?
Yeah, sure. What about Ashbill?
Wait, hold on. Who was it that said, the only orphan is Guo? Because I couldn't have said that, because I'm the game master.
My parents lost me.
Hey!
Interesting way to look at it.
It's like on purpose.
I still have my parents.
Oh.
I still have a dad.
Okay, never mind. You might be the only one of us without a parent.
I can tell you
don't
where
you
it
want,
is.
Don't you want, revenge on Madame Yang?
No, I don't want to go back there. You
Why?
Don't realize how bad it was.
What's so bad about it?
Did they make you drink tea? Because I would understand that pain.
I would not.
Did they make you take a shower? Because I understand that.
They didn't let us drink tea. They only let us drink hot leaf juice.
Do they have dental?
No.
Oh, I don't know. He smiles and he's just got a bunch of.
Oh, they don't even have dental. We're tearing that place down.
Bro.
Hey, that's not fair. You can't call tea hot leaf juice.
Oh, Zuko.
Hey, what's your name? Which one of these name tags was yours again?
Pot. Pie?
It's P.
I like your name.
P-A-R. Had to come up with a real name for you. That's the first thing she saw.
Oh, no. Her name for me was Employee 727.
You got that one, Guo?
Oh, yep.
And sure enough, you do.
All right.
I don't want it back. You can keep it. I just want to leave. I just want
to... I think you just need to come with us because, you know, you could give us the lay of the land, tell us where we can sneak in the best, the routes to her office, you know.
What if I just tell you what I know here and now and then you guys go there on your own?
Don't be a chicken pants.
I feel like I have a right.
I think we should listen to him.
No, I don't got time for this. We
don't have time for this.
Yeah.
We are on a mission to get the will, and doing this whole side quest to go to factory has nothing to do with Mr. Ocaron and the will.
Except she killed Mr. Ocaron.
How do you know that? It was the
Who
Wild Coyote Boars.
She wasn't there.
Oh, yeah, it was the Wild Coyote Boys.
We didn't see who actually killed
them.
They
were fighting us.
She could have been there.
Well,
she's apparently sneaky fast because you couldn't even keep her.
If I may.
And Guru Tapik kind of speaks up and he says,
I think she may have stolen your next clue.
What?
Is that in the box?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Well, now we have to go on this mission.
Oh no!
It's almost as if the plot driving forward requires us to go after
that. I thought the moral quandary was going to be, do we go after her or go for the will? But then Scott was like, nah, I'm going to put them together.
Yeah.
Well,
kind of
obviously.
Ruined the moral quandary.
She doesn't want us to get the will.
Don't you know what was in the box?
What's in the box?
Well, because she's Madame Yang. She knows a lot of things she probably shouldn't know.
I was going to say she's got the plot armor, but you don't like when I say that.
All especially right. In character.
Pi, I tell you what.
Yeah?
You tell us everything we need to know. Lead us, or point us to the factory, and we'll bring out the whole OSHA on them.
That's right.
Well, I'm more than happy to do that, but first I have to ask, what exactly do you need to know?
Literally everything you know.
everything I
can
know.
Can start with where
the factory.
Where's the factory?
Oh.
The best way to sneak around, you should know that because, you know, you're... Don't you want to avoid Madame Yang? You know, you should know all the secret routes
to the place.
You don't
really get a whole lot of opportunity to sneak around when you're under her control.
What do you mean?
She certified us.
Certified you?
Yeah.
Like, intimidate.
Certified you how?
Like,
explain.
The room with the crystals.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
You have words, use them.
I just did.
I know.
Okay.
I don't understand.
She clearly was put into a trance or something.
She does it with all of her employees. That's why they do whatever she says.
Can I roll with Trick to try and get him to just come with us?
Yeah, you can try to trick.
Okay, I roll with creativity.
But you had to tell me, like, what you're saying to him to trick him into this.
Yeah. Okay, how about this? We'll all go.
Please.
See, we can't. See, we're not great with directions. You know, north,
oh,
south, left, right. You know, it just doesn't work with
you
us.
You guys need
right?
a map, huh?
Yeah, we're gonna need a map. But you know what? You know what might be best is, like, you know, it probably has been a while since you've been there, right? So we're gonna. Let's just go
to the factory.
Let's go to the factory. You don't got to come in.
Okay.
Just when we get there, tell us how to get in. And you tell us how to get in, and then you can leave.
Okay. Roll with creativity.
Seven.
On a 7 and 9, you get to pick one of the options.
They overcommit and they're deceived for some time.
Okay. So you're telling him he doesn't even have to come inside.
He doesn't have to go inside. You just come with us to the factory and show us the door that best suits us for going in. That's all you got to do.
He looks like he's a little bit
distraught
for sure. And he says,
don't you want revenge against Madame Yang?
Not particularly, but to be
up to him to help. Help Brock here?
Even if you helped, it would only give him a +1, which wouldn't put him over the edge or anything.
I was meaning more than helping the narrative.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna walk up and kneel down by him and put my hand on his shoulder and go, hey.
Are you gonna hit me in the head again?
You saw how I defended my friends here today?
That guy over there?
The guy who
with the name
didn't
tags?
Get hit once?
Yeah, like just spotless
over
here. How he didn't get hit once?
Yeah, that's true.
Because I protected him.
Yeah.
I give you my word, my family's name.
What's that?
What's
that
your
you?
What's that? just from the back.
What is your last name?
It's Guru Tapik. No,
I give you the word of my father's name.
But you can't even say his name.
I swear on the name of my father's name, Jasper Burtney, that you will have no harm come to you.
I actually really like to think that at the name Jasper Burtney, this kid actually might recognize that. And he goes,
your dad is Jasper Burtney?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll go with you guys. But I wanna go home to the Fire Nation afterwards.
That's fine. I won't go with
you. I don't wanna go in the factory.
You don't have to.
We'll get recertified, and I don't
want
that.
That's fine.
Okay.
That would mean you would get hurt, and I don't want you to get hurt.
What if we can convince him to get dental?
I can get dental at the orphanages in the Fire Nation.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they have great. They have great.
They've got great dental plans.
They have great
in the
dental
Fire
plans
Nation.
In orphanages.
In orphanages.
Fire Nation orphanages are all the rage
That's
these
a whole
days.
Different, every kid wishes their parents would die so they can go to a Fire Nation. Or just abandon them.
Yeah. Maybe is that worse?
Maybe every teenager. Awesome. Okay, so he agrees to essentially take you to the outskirts that overlook the factory, and he's going to kind of show or point out whatever he can once you guys get there. Guru Tapik steps forward, and he says,
as thanks for what you've done for me and to help you in the remainder of your journey, I have two things for you. Firstly, there is a cart and a couple ostrich horses in the stable out back. I use it to head into town when I'm in need of food and other supplies, but you're more than welcome to take it and chase down that dreadful woman. The second is this.
And he holds out an air bison whistle.
And he says,
last night, I had a vision. A vision of a place far from here, covered in ice and snow. I could sense that it will be your next destination. Alcoran may have neglected the possibility of the time crunch you'd find yourselves in during this treasure hunt. So this will ensure that you have the fastest possible route to your next destination. This whistle will call out to my good friend Mochi, my air bison companion. He has been with me for a long time, ever since he was a child. He doesn't have a whole lot of strength left in him, but he should be able to get you four to your next destination in quick time. So when you're ready, just blow the whistle and he'll be there to fly you across the land.
Thanks, Guru.
Yes, of course. You're all very welcome.
Alright, see ya. Later.
Jeez.
This guy, I pointed to me.
Yeah, I like how imagine though. He like we walk to the side and he immediately just starts yelling.
I know, like we start walking as you're walking, and I'm just like that guy. He's the worst fighter I've ever seen. He's in the fray for 2 minutes, and my voice just like trickles.
Yeah, yeah, trails as you guys walk.
He's in the fight for 2 minutes, and he just.
And that's the last thing Guru Tapik hears from Broccoli.
Yeah, that's...
As you guys go to the back of the air temple, you pick up the cart and get the ostrich horses strapped to it, and you start to ride off the very same path that probably less than an hour ago, Broccoli watched Madam Yang drift off down. You guys head out with this hot leaf juice kid to the hot leaf juice factory in hopes of finding Madam Yang. And with that, close out episode 6.
Hey everyone, Skylar the Game Master for Benders and Brews and the Creative Director over at Session Zero Heroes here. I just wanted to give you a quick outro before you head over to the next episode or call it a day. Firstly, thank you so much for listening to our show. It means so much to us to have such amazing people like yourself that enjoy the content that we produce. Without you, there really wouldn't be much point in all the work that we put into recording, editing, and sharing our TTRPG sessions with all of you. With that being said, we would love it if you would throw some love our way and drop us a review or a rating or whatever it is called wherever you're listening to the show based on whatever platform that allows you to leave reviews and leave recommendations. It means a lot to us to get to hear why you love the show we make, and it also helps the show reach other listeners as well, allowing us to grow our community. So, if you're feeling especially generous, you could even go as far as to share our show to your friends and family who also enjoy TTRPG Actual Play podcasts. It's really expensive for us to be able to advertise, and we don't do much of it, so it's a lot more help to have you guys share it with people that you know will enjoy it, and then they can join in the community that we're creating. That would make you a Session Zero hero yourself. And additionally, we'd love to have you stop by on one of our various social platforms and interact with the channel there. You can find Session Zero Heroes on Facebook, X, Instagram, and Discord. We post all sorts of updates, clips, and even the occasional behind-the-scenes look at what we're up to. And if you're ever looking for information on SZH or you don't use a podcast streaming site but you want to listen to our shows, you could do so by checking out our website at sessionzeroheroes.com. And while you're there, you can find out about the cast and the crew that make our show and provide the players' voices in all of our various series. And if you're feeling especially cheeky, you can check out our merch store where we have a ton of designs and products to choose from, all of which help us pay the bills and keep the lights on. So once again, thank you all so much for listening, and remember to stay curious, stay heroic, until we roll again.